Okay, today's daf is Kaf Vav. We're going to start. I'm going to go back to the last sugya because it was a little bit complicated and I wanted to go through it. So we're going to start from Kaf Hei Amud Bet, from where the lines get wide, the words Amar Abaye. Okay, we'll just do a fortune them up for the week and then we'll start there. Worthy Pinina Bar Racha Frida, Yelmir Bat Chai, Rafal Aviv Rachamim Ben Sipor, Roni Bat Sarah, Ava Amuna Bat Chava, Shlomo Zalman Ben Esther Leh, Dvar Rudia Bat Freda Gila, Phyllis Yudi Bat Rut, Vili Loinish Matter of Tzvi Chaim Ben Leia Etel, Moshe Chaim Ben Ahuva, Hershel Tzvi Shlomo Chaim Ben Dinasar. Okay, the Gemara yesterday's daf had talked about a case of the Mishnah had discussed what if you say Shvua Sheh as Rok Tzur Layam, right? I'll throw a rock into the water. What? A pebble into the sea. So what if you say not Shvua Sheh? So you could say Shvua Sheh as rock. You could say Shvua Sheh as a rock, right? It, depending on whether you're Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Rabbi Yishmael says Shvua L'Sha'avar isn't a Shvua Bitoy, but Rabbi Akiva says Shvua L'Sha'avar on the past is a Shvua Bitoy. So if you say I threw something, right? Now what if you say I swear somebody else did some act? Now, if you say, let's go the reverse. If you say someone might do an act in the future, I swear that you're going to go to the store tomorrow. I can't do that because I can only swear about something that I have control over. I don't have control whether you go to the store or not. But let's say, again, assuming you're Rabbi Akiva and you hold that L'Sha'avar could be a Shvua Bitoy, let's say I say, I swear that you did something where it's already done. So it's not like I don't have any control over it. I know whether you did it or not. So Rav and Shmuel have a machloket about it. Rav says you're chayav, and Shmuel says you're patur. So Rav says you're chayav, why? Because, again, there's certain criteria about shvuah, and one of them is ita bala behein. Since you can say, I swear, he didn't throw something in, you can also say, I swear, he did throw something in. Shmuel says you're patur because it has no option for the future. Since you can't do it lahaba, remember, the whole... everything's predicated on this lehara olehitiv in the pasuk, right? Lehara olehitiv is about the future. So since it's all about the future, he says, since this kind of shvua can't be made in the future, therefore it doesn't work. Whereas Rav says, if you could say it this way, you could say it the opposite way. You're talking about the past. We don't care that it's ita lahaba. So comes Abaye, and he comments on this, and he says like this, Amar Abaye, Umo de Rav ve'omer lechavero shvua she'ani yodea lecha edut, I swear that I have testimony to testify for you. Ve'esh dekach de lo yada, and it turns out he doesn't have edut. De patur, why are you patur? Here's a technical reason. Ho'il ve'leite bechlal she'ani yodea lecha edut. He says there's no such thing as a shvua bitoy on. Well, okay, let's start again. What did Rav say? Shvush is a rak ploni tzur layam. Since you can say shvush a lo zarak ploni tzur layam, they're both the same. It works. Because remember, he doesn't care about the future, right? It doesn't have to be in the future. Abaye says, if I say, I don't know anything about you, I don't know any testimony, you want me to testify for you? I swear I didn't see it. What's the story? That we learned in the Pasuk in the Torah that what? That's one of the cases where Chayav Shvuat Olav Yored. Why? It's called Shvuat Ha'edut. Okay? It's not a Shvuat Bitoy, it's Shvuat Ha'edut. Just listen to the Pasuk. It's the first Pasuk in the Parakeh and Vayikra that we've been dealing with about the Korban Olav Yored. One of the options to bring Korban Olav Yored is Nefesh Ki Techta. V'shama kol alav v'hu eid o ra'a o yada. He heard some testimony and he saw it or he knew it. Im lo yagid, if he doesn't testify, v'nasav o no. So if you swear, I swear I didn't see any testimony, and you're lying, that's called a shvuat edut and not a shvuat bitoy. So comes Abaye and he says, since eini yodea lecha edut is called a shvuat edut, so if I come and say, ani yodea lecha edut, I know testimony for you, and I lied, then since the lav of that is not a shvuat bitoy, therefore this is also not a shvuat bitoy. Follow? Since I can't say, and what does it mean I can't say the opposite? I can say the opposite, but the opposite will not be a shvuat bitoy because it'll be in a different category. It'll be a shvuat ha'edut. So even though Rav says, if you say shvuat is a rak lo nitzur layam, since you can say shvua shelo zarak, it's a shvua. In this case, you can't say ani yodea l'chaidut, because that's not shvua pitoy, it's shvua reidut. And therefore, if I say ani yodea l'chaidut, then we're going to consider that not a shvua pitoy either. You're not going to be chayav a korban or levi yoled. So now, that's what he says. So depatro hoyov alek, right? Leite bechlal sheani yodea l'chaidut. Yadati velo yadati machloket. Hey adati velo hey adati machloket. If I say I did know or I didn't know, that's a machloket, and adati I testified or I didn't testify, that's a machloket. That would be the classic case. Now, getting to our point. Bishlama lishmuel dahamar milta debelete belahava lamachayva leil shaavar lahachi apkarachmana lishvort haedu michlal shvort bitoy. According to this, now we're going to have an issue, which is if shvort haedu could have been a shvort bitoy, basically that's what we're saying. If you come and swear, I didn't know any testimony, right? I can't testify for you, I don't know anything about it, and I lied, isn't that just a shvuah bitoy? Why would the Torah have called it a new category? So according to Shmuel, we understand why the Torah would have called it a new category, because it wouldn't be a shvuah bitoy according to Shmuel. Because what did Shmuel say? It has to be bilahaba, and this is leite bilahaba. You can't say, I will know testimony, right? I swear I will know testimony for you. That's not in your control. Remember, that's just like, you can't know whether someone's going to throw a tzur layan. So therefore, you can't say, I swear I'm going to know testimony for you. So according to Shmuel, we understand. Eini odeh l'chaidut has to be called shvuat haidut, because if you didn't call it shvuat haidut, it wouldn't be shvuat bitoy. But l'rav, Lemai hilchata avke rachmana. Right? For what purpose, according to Rav, did the Torah call this a new category of shvuat haedut? Eini yodea l'chaedut. Here's a very basic question. Why is a shvuat haedut called a shvuat haedut? It should just be a shvuat bitoy, since the halacha is the same. You bring a korban, olevi yored. Why call it a new category? If I swear I didn't know testimony for you, that would just be a classic case of shvuat bitoy. So, Amarur Rabbanan Kameda Abaye. The rabbi said before, Abaye, we have an answer. Lichayuva le tarte, you must have to bring two korbanot levi yored. One because it was a shvuat haedut, and one because it was shvuat bitoy. Amar lehu, tarte lo metzitu. He says, can't be. You don't bring two. How do I know you don't bring two? Because what does the pasuk there say? Detanya leachat me'ele. Right? It says, O nefesh kiti shaval levatei b'svatayim la'arau leitiv. Okay, how many times we read this pasuk? L'chol asher yivatei ha'adam b'shvua v'ne'alam imenu v'hu tameh v'yashem. Remember those words, because we're going to darshan. Ha'adam b'shvua en v'ne'alam imenu in a few minutes. V'hu yadav Hashem la'achat me'elu. So what is the bright darshan? L'achat atam ha'chaybo v'i atam ha'chaybo shtayim. So it comes Abaye based on the bright, and he says, clearly, nobody brings two korbanot levi yored. You can't say, if he says, eini yodea l'chaidut, he's going to have to bring a korbanot levi yored because it's a shvuat haedut, and additionally, because it's a shvuat bitoy. U'l'abaye, so now still, we're stuck with l'abaye, l'may hilchata afke rachmana. So if that's the case, then why did the Torah, according to Abaye, add this additional case of eini yodea l'chaidut, that it's shvuat haedut? It should just fall simply into the category of a shvuat bitoy. L'chidetanya, bikulan ne'emar v'ne'elam. Here's the chidush. In all of the other cases that were listed of the, that you bring a korban olevi yored, for all of them it said, v'ne'elam imenu v'hu tameh v'ashem. Remember? And you forget, right? Shvuat bitoy is you swear, and then you forget that you swore. Now that's different than the shvuat haedut, because what does it say by shvuat haedut? What did we just say? I'll read the pasuk again. V'nefesh ki tachta v'shama kol ala v'hu eid o ra'a o yada im lo yagiv v'nasav o no. Is that mazid or shogeg? It's mazid, right? He specifically lies in court and says, I'm not going to do it. So there's your chidush, comes Abaye and he says. By everything else that you bring a korban o levi yored, shvua bitoy and everything else, it's all shogeg. You forgot something. Tameh went into the mikdash, shogeg. But kan lo ne'emar v'ne'elam. Here it doesn't say v'ne'elam. Why? L'chayev al ha'mezid kishogeg. That's the chidush of shvuat ha'edut. The shvuat ha'edut is even b'mezid. If it was just shvuat bitoy, you would only bring a korban olevi yored if you were shogeg. You wouldn't bring it if you lied on purpose. So there's a very simple answer. But amar le rabbanan l'abaye, ema b'mezid m'chayev chada b'shogeg m'chayev tarte. But if that's the case, then maybe you should say like this. If you lied in court on purpose and said, I don't know testimony for you, then you're just chayav one. But if you accidentally, you forgot that you knew testimony for the person and you went into court and you swore, then you might be chayev both a shvuah bitui and a shvuah ha'edu. Then you'd be chayev twice. So what's Rabbi's answer? Amar lu, la v'hainu d'amri, didn't I already tell you? Lechat, right? Lecha me'ele. Achat atam achayvo, v'yat tam achayvo shtayim. We're not machayev you shtayim. V'i b'meizid, mi'i katarite, right? And if b'meizid, right? And if it's b'meizid, you're not going to bring two. So obviously, right? Also b'shoge, you're not going to bring two. Oh, in other words, what he's saying is like this. If you did it b'meizi, there'd be no havamina that you'd need to. So there's a drasha in the pasuk that says lacha me'ele to teach you only one and not two. Which case would that be on? Must be on a shogeg case because you wouldn't need to say, obviously amazed you'd only be one, so you wouldn't need a special limud to teach you one and not two. So it must be coming to teach you that even in shogeg you're only chayav one. That's one answer. Rava Amar, mishum da, the reason you're not chayav twice is not because of this drasha lachat me'ele. It's because mishum dehava davar shebichlal v'yatzal lidom b'davar achadash ein lechabo elo chidusho bilvad. When you have something that's part of a klal, like the shvuat I do, the ne'yu de'elecha I do, would just be a regular shvuat bitoy, right? You're swearing in court. And then the Torah designates it out as if it's something unique. Then, what do we learn there? Ein lechabo elo chidusho. If the Torah distinguished it from the regular, from the klal, took it out of the klal, then it's teaching you that it has its own rules and it doesn't have anything to do with the original thing that we thought it was part of. Because as soon as the Torah designates it separately, it means this is unique and it has its own unique laws and it's no longer related to a shvuat bitoy. And that's why Rava says, "Ein yodeh lechaydu to shvuat eidu to not a shvuat bitoy," because the Torah distinguished it from the others. Michlal, now we're going to say something like this. According to Rava, what's the difference between Rava and Abaye? Rava is saying that Shvuat Eidut has nothing to do with Shvuat Bitoy, because the Torah separated out, it now has nothing left to do with it. Abaye says, it really is a Shvuat Bitoy. What's the issue, though? The issue is, we can't be Mechayev you two, so we're only Mechayev you one, but really, it's still a Shvuat Bitoy. So what do we say here? There still is a shvuah bitoy. So what would be the relevance? If for some reason, let's say I come to court and I have testimony for my father, and I say I don't have testimony for my father. Now, if I had testimony for my father, would I be allowed to say it in court? No, because I'm pasula edut. Okay, forget about the fact I'm a woman. I'm also pasula edut. Okay, so in that case, what would we say? It's not shvuat ha'edut because I couldn't have testified anyway. So according to Abaye, it would still be shvuat ha'bitoy. According to Rav, it's unclear. Rava, it's unclear exactly what he'd say. But now they're saying, according to Abaye, ita l'shvuah ba'olam, v'ha'amar Abaye, doesn't Abaye say like this? Mo de Rav, Rav would agree, ba'omer l'chaveiro shvuah sh'ani yodeh l'cha'edut, v'eshtekaf de lo yada le de patur, ho'il v'leite b'eini yodeh l'cha'edut. Comes Rav and he says like this. We started off about Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut, and we said that's not a case of Shvuat Eidut, right? That's not a case of Shvuat Bitoy. So if Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut is not a case of Shvuat Bitoy, then what's the whole rule according to Rav? It has to be Belav Vehen. Or not just Rav says this, right? If that's the case, what Rav says Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut is Shvuat Bitoy and not Shvuat Eidut and not Shvuat Bitoy. Therefore, if I say Ani Yodeh Lecha Eidut, that's not a shvuat bitoy because you can't say Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut. You follow? Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut. It's not that you can't say it. It's just that that's not a shvuat bitoy because that's this other category of shvuat eidut. So if you're a baye and you say that, well, we can't be mechayev you shvuat eidut, but it is still because of shvuat bitoy, but it is still actually a shvuat bitoy. It's just that we have this drashav, you're only mechayev someone one and not two. Then Rav could say ite belav. Do you follow? Because Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut, again, according to Abaye, it's both a shvuat eidut and a shvuat bitoy. And since it's both, it's just that we're not mechayev you shvuat bitoy because we can only be mechayev you one. But since it is actually a shvuat bitoy, then if you said Eini Yodeh Lecha Eidut, then you could say, well, ita belav. It is, you could say the reverse, and it would be a shvuat bitoy. You wouldn't be chayev for it, but it would be a shvuat bitoy. So that's the question. So didn't Abaye himself say, though, that Mo de Rav, Bomer Lechaber, Shvuah Shani Yodeh Lechaidut, Ve'eshkachte lo yadan, it turned out he was lying. Dipatur, why? Ho'il v'leite b'nei yodeh l'chayidut, which goes against what Abaye said. Because Abaye said that it would be a shvuah b'toy, it's just you're not chayav for it. So how could Abaye say these two things are contradicted? So the Gemara says simply, hadar be'abaye me'ahi. Okay, Abaye retracted that statement that he said in the name of Rav, that, you know, Moda Rav, Bomer L'Chavero, he retracted it. Alternatively, Vibayit Ema, Chad Minay Rav Papa Amra. One Abaye said and one Rav Papa said. In other words, it was a mistake that Abaye said it. So we basically have that Abaye does think that it's still a Shvuah Bitoy, it's just that you can't be Mechayev for it. Whereas Rava thinks it's not a Shvuah Bitoy at all, okay? And this took a while. I just wanted to go back because I thought it was a very basic sugya and I knew it was complicated and I wanted to organize it so you'd understand it properly because it's a very basic machlok. Okay, moving on now to Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Eino Chayav Ela Al Ha'atid Lavo. Okay, so we now have that Rabbi Yishmael says we're going back to this big machloket between them. When it says lahara uleitiv, what's it including? What's it not including? We're now going to go back to, if you remember, we've seen lots of times where some people darshan klalu prat and some people darshan ribui and miut. So I'm going to give you some background again about what the differences are because it's hard to remember. Klalu pratu klal means if you have a generalization, then you have a specification, and then you have a generalization again. So what does it mean? It means that the Torah first started with a klal, then it said a prat. If you just have a klal of prat, it means it's only things that are like the prat. But if you then have a klal that comes out, it's only the prat, the specific detail. If you then have a klal, what's it coming to include? It's coming to include anything that's similar to the klal. So it's going to, anything that's similar to the prat. Thank you. Okay? But, so you're going to start including a whole bunch of other things. If you say riboy miut for riboy, again, you're taking the exact same words where there's a generalization, a specification, and a generalization. We're just calling it something different now. You have a riboy where the Torah gave a lot. Then it specified a little. And then it gave a lot. So now you're going to say that when it was mirabeh again, it's mirabeh almost everything. And it's only mima'et, something very specific. Whereas the klalu prat is going to say that you're going to be only taking things that are like the prat. When you went in kalal again, you're taking things that are very similar to the prat. The ribui amir is saying you're mirabeh everything, you're only mima'ed something small. That's the basic approach. So we're going to say that the machlok of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva has to do with this. So Rabbi Yishmael amir yino chayav el alati lavo. This goes back to the very first Mishnah, shtayim shem arba, right? That's Rabbi Akiva, who holds shtayim is lahara ulehitiv, future. The extra two that the rabbis explain also are included in the Torah that you get a korban levi or is past. Comes Rabbi Yishmael, and he says, remember that was the first thing the Gemara said, this Mishnah is not Rabbi Yishmael, it also wasn't Rabbi Akiva because of a different case, but it's also not Rabbi Yishmael because of this case, and because Rabbi Yishmael says you're only chayav on future, lahara leiti, future, and not on the past. Tana Rabbanan, so now we bring a brighter with a discussion between them. Lahara leiti, ein li ela dvarim sheyesh behem hara'a v'hatava. Lahara u'leitiv sounds like only things that are either good or bad for you, not things like I'll throw a rock into the sea, which has absolutely no relevance to you, right? It's not something good or bad for you. It must be, right? It seems to be included in the pshat only things like I'll eat or I won't eat. That's something that's good for you or bad for you. But she'ein lehem hara v'hatava minayin. How do we know the things that aren't either good or bad for you or just, you know, par of neutral? How do we know that they're also included? Talmud lamar, o nefesh kiti shavah levateh b'sfatayim. Okay, there you have it. Or someone who just expresses anything, not just lahara u'leitiv. Ein li ela lahaba. Again, lahara u'leitiv sounds like only future. L'sha'avar minayin, where do we learn it's also on the past? Talmud lamar, l'chol asher yivateh ha'adam b'shvuah. Anything somebody expresses, whether past or future. That's Rabbi Akiva. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael omer, lahara u'lehitiv, lahaba. Lahara u'lehitiv means future, only future, not past. Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, im kain, if you're going to explain lahara u'lehitiv so literally that it's only future, then what's the obvious question? Ein li ela dvarim sheyesh behem hatava v'hara'a. Right? Then you should also be exclusive about, it should only be things that are mamash lahara u'lehitiv. You're saying it's lahara u'leitiv means two things, future and either good or bad for you, but having relevance to you rather than as rope swirl ayam, which has no relevance. So now the obvious is that Rabbi Yishmael agrees that If I say Ezrok Tshur Layam, you are going to be Chayav if you don't do it. So, right? So therefore, he's saying, why are you excluding one and including the other? So, Dvarim Sheim Bem Hara'ava Hatava Minai. Sorry, where am I? Amar Rabbi Kiven Ken Enli Ela Dvarim Sheish Bem Hara'ava Hatava. Dvarim Sheim Bem Hara'ava Minayim, right? Where do you get all of a sudden the things that don't have Hara'ava Hatava? Amar Lo Mi Riboy HaKatuv. Because again, there's the riboy at the end where it says, L'chol asher yivatei ha'adam b'shvuah. There's your riboy. It included more things. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Akiva says back to him, Im riba katuv l'kach, riba katuv l'kach. If you're going to say it has a riboy, well then it should be mirabed, not only that, but also past. You understand? They're saying, you got to be consistent. Either it's excluding everything or it's including everything. Why are you being including one, not including the other? You can see where this is going to lead to about this riboy v'miut, because it's, or klalu prat to klal, it's all a matter of how much, right? The difference between them is how many things you're including or excluding. So now the Gemara says, okay, that's the end of the Braita. There's no answer given here. So now they say, Shapir Kamar le Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva has a very good point that Rabbi Shmuel, if you're taking Le'rao Le'itiv literally, then take it literally across the board. Both only future and only things that are good or bad for you. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan comes to explain. Rabbi Yishmael, Shashimeshet Rabbi Nechunya ben Akaneh, that was his rabbi, Shaya Doreshet Kol HaTorah Kula B'Klal U'Prat. Ihunami Doresh B'Klal U'Prat. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael, who was Meshamesh Rabbi Nechunya ben Akaneh, who was Dafka, he was known to be Daresh Klal U'Prat U'Klal, right? This is how you knew whether you were Darshaning one or the other. We had this last time in the beginning of the Masechet, that it was known that people were consistently, if you remember, there we said someone was Darshaning this, and then we said, but somewhere else he Darshaned it otherwise, and then they said, yeah, you're right. He has to be consistent, right? So he was Darish Klal U'Prat U'Klal, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel also must have Darish Klal U'Prat U'Klal. Rabbi Akiva Sheshimeshet Nachum Ishgamzu Shaya Doreshet Kol HaTorah Kula B'Riba U'Mi'Eit Ihunami Doresh Riba V'Mi'Eit. So how do we get this? My Rabbi Akiva De Darish Riboy U'Mi'Uta. So where do we see this? De Tanya. O nefesh ki tishava riba. That's a generalization. Nefesh ki tishava levateva svataim. Right? That's general. But then it says, lahara uleitiv. That's mi'et. Lechol asher yivateha adam, chazar v'riba. If you remember, the riboy u'miut is where you're going to include almost everything and exclude only one thing. So riba u'mi'et v'riba, riba hakol. In other words, when you do a riboy, a mi'ut, and then a riboy, the riboy at the end comes to include everything. My riba, riba kol mile, right? He was mirir abed, l'sha'avar la'atid, right? Also l'sha'avar, and also, even if it's not just good for you, right? Even if it has no relevance. Umay mi'et, but there has to be some sort of mi'ut, because there is a mi'ut in there. Mi'et dvar mitzvah. What's it mima'et? We saw this before, that you can't be nishva on a dvar mitzvah. That's what it was being mima'et, okay? Even though the problem with this is it doesn't really, it's, look, a riboy mi'ut, apparently you can be more flexible about. A prat, klal prat to klal, it has to be just like the prat. The mi'ut is just trying to say there's some sort of mi'ut here. So generally they try to find a mi'ut that's like the item it was talking about. But here they just kind of say it must be a mitzvah because they're trying to find the one thing that Rabbi Akiva was mima'et. B'Rabbi Yishmael darish klal uprat. O nefesh ki tishava levateh b'sfataim. That's a klal, that's a generalization. L'hara u'leitiv, that's the prat. L'chol ha'sheivatei adam, chazar v'kalal. Klal u'prat u'klal, i'atadan ela ke'ena prat. Now we're going to get to it. Ma ha'prat meforash l'haba, just like l'ra u'leitiv is future, af kol l'haba. And ahane klala, and what does the klal come to do? Well, it's got to include something else. What's it coming to include? La'tuye afilu dvarim she'em behem hara'ava hatava. Okay, it must be coming to include even things that aren't necessarily good or bad for you. Obviously, we're going to have to struggle with why did he... Why one and not the other, right? It's very arbitrary. You could have said, L'ra u'leitiv came to say only things that are good or bad for you, and the klal came to include even l'shavar. So that's what the Gemara is going to get to. So first they're going to say, Ahane prate l'miute afilu dvarim sheyesh bem harava tava l'shavar, right? So the prat is coming to exclude, right, things that have harava tava on the past, right? That's what's coming to exclude. So now the Gemara says, Ipuchana, why don't we just flip it and say that we're going to include l'sha'avar and exclude things that have no relevance. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dumia de lahara u'lehetiv. It's like things that are lahara u'lehetiv. Why? Mishi isuro mishum bal yachel dvaro. What is the general shvua? What do we say the isur is? lo yach, right? But that you shouldn't be mechalel what you said. In other words, what does that mean? It means that if I say I'm going to do something, you're going to do it. That's obviously referring only to future things, not if you say you did something. Lo yachel dvaro means don't mess up what you said you're going to do. Like a neder. And a neder is always on the future, right? This kikar is going to be forbidden to me, and then lo yachel dvaro. If you don't, you know, you eat it, then you're going over your neder. So therefore, it makes sense for him, this is the first answer, that it's like the classic shvua, which is lahaba of you're not going to then fulfill your word. So if you don't fulfill your word, that would only be in a future case and not a past case, which would just be sheker, right? You're just lying. That's different from lo yachel dvaro. Yatzkazo she'en yisro mishum ba yachel dvaro, ela mishum ba'al tishakru. Right? So we're going to remove anything that's just a sheker and not about, you know, canceling what you promised to do. Second answer. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avin Amar, Amar Kra, he says, the pasuk says, O nefesh, ki tishava lebate b'sfatayim. What do they say here? How do they darshan this? Notice the words. The first word is tishava. The second word is levate b'sfatayim. Now, you think levate b'sfatayim is to express with your lips, right? That's what it sounds like. But they're going to say levate b'sfatayim is to do the act. Okay? So they're going to say like this. Misha shvua kodemet libitoy velo shabitoy kodemet leshvua. Okay? That the act of what you said you're going to do comes after the shvua. Ki tishava comes first. You swear. Levate b'sfatayim. Now, they're taking it not literally. They're saying if you swear, they're assuming levate b'sfatayim means to do some sort of act, and then you don't do it. So therefore, they're saying the order there shows shvua comes before the maaseh, whereas it shouldn't be that your maaseh happened, and then you take a shvua, and then you don't, you know, and then you lie to them. So therefore, he says it's only lehaba, and not leshavar. Okay, and that's why he excluded that one and not the other one. So let's just read the whole thing. Misha shvua kodem lebitoy velo shabitoy kodem leshvua. Yatsa zeh. Achalti velo achalti, right? We're going to exclude the case of I ate or I didn't eat, because in that case, hamaaseh kodem l'shvua. The act, whether I ate or didn't eat, happened before the shvua, and therefore it's excluded. Okay, new braita, which is going to be kind of hard to understand and raise a whole bunch of new questions, which is, it's not super complicated, it's just hard to understand what this is talking about. What did we say until now? Shvua bitoy is when you made a shvua, and then you forgot you took the shvua, and you did what, right? You went against the shvua. Or if you're going to be Rabbi Akiva and you're going to say it's l'shavar, you forgot that you ate, and then you swore, I swear I didn't eat. Okay, something like that. So it's all shogeg. So here comes a braita and says, Tanu Rabbanan, ha'adam b'shvua prat la'anus, v'ne'alam prat la'mezid. Okay, so the word ha'adam b'shvua in the pasuk says, it comes to exclude. Ha'adam b'shvua means he wasn't forced into it. The Adam had a part in it. He had a role. Okay? It wasn't an accident. Which is hard to understand, because what do you mean? What's going to be not ones, but yes, shogeg? Where is going to be the line drawn? We had this exact same thing in Mako with the ir miklat, right? We've had it in a bunch of things where Adam amazik, when there's shogeg, where exactly are you shogeg? So anyway, like what's the difference between ones and shogeg? Right now we're going to say, hadam shvua means if you're anus, if you swore accidentally, we're going to see what this means, what is a case of swearing totally accidentally, then you don't bring a korban. V'ne'alam prat lemezid. V'ne'alam imenu, right, obviously means you're, if you did it on purpose and you lied and you said, I swear I'm not going to eat, and then you on purpose you remembered your shvua and yet you went and ate anyway, you don't bring a korban all of the yard. Mimenu, what do we learn from there? Shenit alma mimenu shvua, that he forgot about his shvua. Yachol shenit alma mimenu chefetz. Maybe he forgot about the chefetz. We're going to have to figure out what does this mean. Ne'alam mimenu shvua, but not chefetz. Talmud lamar b'shvua v'ne'alam, because the word shvua is next to the word v'ne'alam. Al helim shvua chayav ve'no chayav al helim chefetz. Okay, we're going to have to figure out what is this helim shvua. We understand you forgot you took a shvua. What is helim chefetz? You forgot, and as it sounds like, you forgot you took a shvua on this item. Well, that's helen shvua. So the Gemara is going to struggle with what exactly is the difference. Just like they're going to struggle with what's different between ones and shgaga. So this whole braita needs explanation. Amarmar, ha'adam b'shvua prat la'anus. Hechidami, what's the case of ones? Kidirav kahana v'rav asi. Okay, like this case. Kevukai mekame d'rav. Maramar shvua tata hachi amarav. Maramar shvua tata hachi amarav. They came before Rav, and this one said, I swear that Rav said this. And the other one said, I swear that Rav said this. They come out of the shir, and they have a machloket about what the rabbi said, right? Very common. People are listening to the same thing, and they hear something different, right? Everybody hears what they want to hear. So they each come, and they say, I swear that this is what Rav said. I swear this is what Rav said. Ki atu lekamei de Rav, when they go before Rav, Amar kechab minayu. In other words, I didn't explain right. They came before Rav, like, to the shir. Then, after the shir, they had a whole debate. Then they come before Rav to resolve their conflict. And Rav says, oh, it's like he said. Okay, well now, the other one swore, right? That's a shvuah pitui. Okay, so Amar lei, idach. So the other one said, ba'ana b'shikra ishtabai? Oh my God, did I swear falsely? Amar lei, libcha anascha. Don't worry. It was your lev. You know, you really believed it was true what you were saying. And therefore, it's not, you're not chayav. Okay, now that's like a big deal statement to say that, right? So first of all, what's interesting, and I don't know if you remember this, but there was this crazy case in Gittin where the women, you probably remember this for those who learned ketubah because it was very memorable, the women have to swear to get their ketubah money back. They have to swear that they never got the ketubah paid in their lifetime, and they have to swear to the yatomim in order to get the ketubah if their husband dies. Now, the problem is, the rabbi said, we don't want women to swear. Because there was this case where this woman swore and her kid died as a result of it, okay? What happened was somebody left a pikadon by her, and like a dinar, and she accidentally baked the dinar in the cake, and someone ended up with the cake, and or bread, or whatever it was, and they come back for the dinar, and she says, I swear I didn't get hana'ah from your dinar at all. And she said, I swore on the life of my children or something. Here, right? Yeah, on the life of my children. And then here it says, She talks about herself in the third person. She says, one of my sons is going to die if I really got any benefit. Okay, and then one of her sons actually dies. If here she was nishba be'emet, so all the more so, someone who lies b'sheker, and therefore we better stay far away from shvuot. So this is very strange, because that would clearly be libcha nascha. So Tosfot, obviously, because Tosfot likes to compare sugas, and Tosfot brings this up, and he says in the sugya in Gittin, he brings two answers. He says, either you say, which actually relates to some things we saw before, that when we're talking here about patur, we're saying you're patur from korban, but you're still chayav. Like you still, the guy who said, I swear Rev said this, he wasn't totally innocent. Yes, he doesn't have to bring a korban, but it doesn't mean he's not responsible. This is what we saw, there was a distinction, maybe no korban, but yes, malkot, right? There's still, he did something wrong. So therefore, she also did something wrong. She didn't get punished al yidei adam, right? They didn't make her bring a korban, but she got punished midei shamayim because she did do something wrong. Another answer is that really there's a difference, and that there the issue was that it was a dine mamono case, right? That there gabe pikadon. So Tosfot ends at the end of the Tosfot there. Dehacha gabe pikadon havale lizaher yoter l'shamro heitev. V'havale lasuke adata shetavoli de shvuah. That's a different case because she was watching someone's item. That's not the same as these rabbis arguing over what Rav said. They were trying to just teach Torah. But here, someone gave her their item to watch. And she accidentally, right, she did make a mistake somewhere. That ended up being inside someone's loaf of bread. And she wasn't careful enough, and therefore she's responsible. Whereas here, it has no issue of someone else's money and responsibility, and therefore they're patur. Again, it's a better question than the answers given, but it's interesting that the answers that Tosfot tries to offer here. Okay, so basically, according to this, you're at least patur from korban, whether you did something wrong or not, we don't know, right? Maybe it's still, like you have an avera on your head, but you don't bring a korban. If libcha nascha, okay, you thought you were swearing truthfully. Okay. V'ne'ela mimenu. Sh'nitalei mimenu shvua. Now we're going back to this other part. What's the difference between Helim Shvuah and Helim Chefetz? Tamud lamar b'shvuah v'ne'la mimenu. Al Helim Shvuah chayav eino chayav al Helim Chefetz. Mechaku alei b'ma'arava. In Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at this. What'd they say? Bishlama shvuah mishkacha la b'lo chefetz. I could see a case of Helim Shvuah where there's no Helim Chefetz. Like, kigon shamar shvuah shelo ochal pat chitim v'kasavor shochal ka'amar. He says, I swear I won't eat bread. Wheat bread made of wheat, And he thought, he said, I swear I will eat bread. So there, it has nothing to do with the chefetz. It has to do with his mistake. It was about what he said about himself. Will I eat? Will I not? That's halim shvua without halim chet. Deshvuate inashe chefze dechir. Okay, these words inashe means he forgot. Dechir means he remembered. Dalet and zayin switch. So dechir is zachar. So he remember. He forgot his shvua. He remembered the chefetz. He remembered it was about pachitim. He just thought it was I will eat it. Ela chefetz below shvua hechidame. Kigonda amar, okay, so what would be the case? Kigonda amar shvua shelo ochal patchitim. Let's say he says, I swear I won't eat bread made out of wheat. V'kasavor shel seorim kamar. And he made a mistake and he thought that he said, I swear I won't eat barley bread. Deshvuate dachir le chatze inashi. He remembered that he said, I swear I won't eat. He forgot what chefetz he said. But kevan dechefze inashi lehu hainu helim shvua. But since the shvua was about the bread, right, that's called helim shvua also, because he forgot exactly what his shvua was about. So that's not helim chepetz without helim shvua. Ela rama Rabbi Elazar, da v'da achati. So Rabbi Elazar says it's all one and the same. Helim chepetz, helim shvua, it's all one and the same. Matkef la Rabbi Yosef, alma chepetz below shvua lo mishkacha la. So according to that, you can't have chepetz below shvua. V'ha mishkacha la, but you could have it here. How? Kigon de amar shvua shelo ochal patchitin, v'hoshit yado l'sal litol pat seorim. So now what happens? He remembers that he said, I won't eat patchitin. He puts his hand in a basket to take out pat seorim, but al tabi yado shel chitin, v'kasavur seorim he, right? He takes out, he thinks that it's seorim. That's helim chefetz, right? In other words, he messes up with the chefetz he's about to eat. He thinks that it's seorim, but it's really chitin. Vachla, de shvua te dechir le, cheftu de lo yadale, right? His shvua, he remembered, it's the chefetz that he didn't know what it was. Amar le Abaye, Abaye says, no, but kluma chayeva le korban, ela amai de tefes biyade. Helim shvua hu. He says, but what are you chayev the korban on? On the shvua. It's still a mess up of your shvua. Even though you took the wrong chefetz, it's a mess up of your shvua, so I would still call that helim shvua. Lishnachrine, and the commentaries explain, it's just another way of wording it. He's saying the exact same thing according to this Lashon. That Amar le'Abaye le'Rabbi Yosef, sof sof korban dekamai te'alei, dehai pat mia helim shvuahu. In the end, the shvuah that you're bringing on this bread, yes, it's because you thought the bread was seorim and it was really chitim. But really, again, your korban is on the shvuah, so it's still within the category of helim shvuah. So how's Rabbi Yosef going to answer? Rabbi Yosef Amar lecha, kevan dechi yadalei dechitin hu, who parish mine helim chepetzu? Since he thought that he was parish from patchitin, therefore we call this helim chepetz. And you can understand that this can be understood as this is helim chepetz because, again, he remembered his shvua. He remembered what he was right, what he was supposed to do. He thought he was eating something else. That's helim chepetz. It's true. He's bringing the shvua in the end. But okay, now we're going to have a discussion that we had exactly on a different sugya about the same thing, which is by mine Rav Amir of Nachman. Helem zeb zeb yado mahu. If you remember, we had this thing that you're not chayav on helem mikdash, but you are chayav on helem tumah, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? That was the case where he had shtayim and not the arba, that you're only chayav on helem tumah, but not helem mikdash. What if you have helem tumah and helem mikdash? Since helem mikdash, you're generally not chayav a korban, you forgot where the Beit HaMikdash was, and you went there while you were tameh. So you wouldn't bring a korban. What if you forgot you were tameh and you forgot it was the mikdash? Do you bring it because it's helim tumah, or do you not bring it because it's helim mikdash? So the same question is going to be raised here in the same exact discussion. What if you're not chayav on helim chefetz, what if you have helim shvua and helim chefetz? You forgot you said the shvua, and you thought you were eating pat zorim and not pat chitim. Amar lei, harei helim shvua biyado v'chayav. He says, in the end, you did have a helim shvua, so you're chayav. So the other one says, adraba, harei helim chefetz biyado patur, but no, but you forgot bichlal, you didn't even think you were eating pat chitim, so that should exempt you. Amar Rav Ashi Chazinan, imachmat shvua kaparish harei helim shvua biyado b'chayav. Imachmat chevetz kaparish harei helim chevetz biyado patur. It depends what. Again, there were two ways of reading it, but let's just go with one because we don't have a lot of time today. So if he says, oh, I forgot that I made a shvua, or oh, I thought this was chitim, I thought this was serim and not chitim. Depending on his reaction, we'll know which helim was more bolet, you know, is more the issue, and therefore will be either mechayev or either will exempt him, or mechayev will obligate him based on that. Amar le Ravina v'le Ravashi, what kind of a distinction is that? Klum perish mishvua, mishum chefetz. Klum perish mechefetz, ala mishum shvua, right? That doesn't work, okay? Because it's all interconnected. And therefore, Ela loshna. Okay, and therefore, okay, now loshna, it's unclear what he means by loshna. Okay, ela loshna means it doesn't matter, right? In other words, we treat this all one and the same. What that means, it's unclear. So Rashi actually says loshna upatr. It means since it's both, and you're exempt from halim chayfetz, we're going to exempt you. It's a little bit like a sveik sveika, yeah. Right? It's like that. We're so removed. You don't remember this, and you don't even remember that, so we're going to exempt you. Okay, but not everybody agrees with Rashi on this, about that loshna means your patr, but we'll leave that aside. Ba'amine Rav Amerav Nachman. Ezu his shigigat shvuat bitoy l'sha'avar. Now we have a struggle with, right? Anus is, we already said, anus your patr from shvuah. Mezid your patr from shvuah. So what's going to be the case of shkaga that you are going to be chayav korban olev yireh, which is the basic, right? What's a shigat shvuat bitoy? On l'sha'avar, on something in the past. Idi yada, in other words, on the future, you could see that it wouldn't necessarily be anus, it would be shkaga. But on the past, how could you possibly have it? Because that's what we were discussing, right? He said, I swear Rav said this, I swear Rav said that. If you swear on something in the past, if you swear on something in the future, so what's the shkaga? You forget that you made a shvua. But if you swear on something in the past, let's say you forgot, okay? You forgot that that's what they said. So that would be libcha anascha. You were so sure that you were right about what you were saying that you swore that was the case. That was exactly the case of those rabbis. So that would be onus. So what is the case of shigat shvuah bitul l'shavar? Idi yada, if he knew and he swore falsely, that's mezidu. Idi lo yada, if he didn't know that it had happened, let's say, I swear I ate yesterday and I forgot that I didn't eat. Then anusu. So amarle, what would be the case? Be'omer yodea ani, now we get to a really radical statement, I think. Be'omer yodea ani sheshvuazo asura. I know that I'm lying and I know that it's asur for me to take a shvuah. So where's the shkaga in it? I don't know that I'm chayav a korban. That's enough to say you're shkaga. Even though you're mazid, you know you're lying. I know I ate yesterday. But I say, I swear I didn't eat yesterday. And I know that it's usher for me to swear. But because I don't know that I'm chayav a korban if I swear falsely, then I'm putra from korban. Wow. That's called, yeah. Okay? I'm sorry. No. The opposite. Because I don't know I'm chayav a korban, that drops me from mezid to shogeg, and that's what I have to bring a korban for. Sorry, I said it wrong. That's what causes me to be shogeg. I'm no longer mezid. That's what's crazy about it. We're saying you aren't mezid by saying, I swear, right? You know you swore falsely, but you didn't know you're chayav a korban. That's shkaga. Okay, that's radical. So now the Gemara says, Kiman, who are you holding like? Kimumba? And it's, when the Braita talked about this, right, like, in general, we have Shigat Shvuah Bitoy L'Shavar, Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Are we going to say this is all Kimumbas? Damar Shigigat Korban Shmash Gaga. In other words, this is a unique Shita of Mumbas who holds, right, we've seen him before, this character, it's a unique name, easy to remember. Mumbas says that if you forget that you're Chayav a Korban, you knew it was Asur, but you didn't know you were Chayav a Korban on it, that's called Shogeg. So how could, right? It's only according to Mumbas. So now they say no. Afilu tema rabbanan, ag ka lo pliga rabbanan le de Mumbas, ela bechola Torah kula, de lav chidushu. Aval hacha de chidushu, de bechola Torah kula lo eshkechan lav de maite korban, de alfina mevodazara, vahacha maite, afilu rabbanan modu. Sorry, I read so long without explaining, but we'll go like this. We'll go from the back, the bottom up. When in general you chayav a korban chatat? All korbanot chatat are learned out, according to the Gemara here, from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you chayav a korban chatat if you did it shogeg, bebezid, you chayav karet. Therefore, all chayavei kas chatat, we've seen them, are all things that you chayav zadom karet. If you did it bebezid, you chayav karet. If you did it b'shogeg, you bring korban chatat. This is the only case, it's a chidush, where the isur is only an isur lav. You don't get karet if bebezid, you swore falsely. You get, it's a lav, you get malkot. So, since this is a unique case where a lav is mechayev you b'shogeg korban, therefore, we're going to call shkaga, l'sha'avar anyway, right, in a case where you forgot that you were chayev korban. We're no longer going to chayev you mezid. It's not a lav. It's no longer malkot. If you didn't know that you had to bring a korban, then we're going to drop it down to that it was, you know, if you didn't know that it was, it's weird because the korban is chayv only when you're shogeg. So it's weird to say, right? But the point is that since you didn't know that there was a korban olav yored associated with this isur, we're already going to say that we're going to drop you down to to Shogeg from Mazid. Okay, that's
it's
a.
It's not the same as Olivia Red here.
It is Olivia Red.
But isn't Chatat the only one where you would be there if it was Mazid?
Well, again, it's a Chatat of an Olivia Red type. It's a different chatat, right? There's a chatat which is not an olevi yoreh. There's a chatat kavua. But it's still considered a chatat. It's a korban chatat that you're chayav. It's just a chatat of an olevi yoreh. So they're saying here, this is a chidush, and because it's a chidush, we're going to treat it differently. Okay, that's
it's
the...
It's kind of bizarre to know whether it's forbidden or permitted to say do a shvua, but not to think, not to know the repercussions for it.
Right, and that already drops you down to mezid. It's a very radical, very, very radical approach. Okay? Yeah.
I'm just wondering, was this addressing a problem in society that people kept swearing all the time?
Well, the nonsense.
I'm sorry. Right.
I mean, they're discussing swearing. It's nonsense. All these swearing.
Okay, that's also true. The other thing I want to point out, and we'll end with this, that also this is only according to Rabbi Akiva's Shita. So it could be that the Gemara is also raising that Rabbi Akiva's Shita is a little problematic. To say that you have a korban shvua on the shavar, because again, in the future, we can have a classic shogeg. That's the classic shogeg in the Torah. You said you're going to do something, you forget that you took the shvua, and you did it. That's classic. Rabbi Akiva, it raises some complications, because Rabbi Akiva, again, according to, if you're going to understand this drashav, this prad la'anus and this prad la'mezid, then it's not onus, it's not mezid. Where are you going to come up with a case? It's really, I think, it's not so much that they're addressing a problem. I think they're really addressing this. First of all, you see it coming up in the Masechet all the time. This Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Machloket is pervading the entire Masechet about this back and forth between them, which cases they do think Shtayim Shen Arba and not Shtayim Shen Arba. And here are all the details. And it's really kind of questioning Rabbi Akiva, like, what? According to your Shita, how could you possibly have a shogeg case? And then they have to get to this rare case where the person knows he's chayav and doesn't know he'd be chayav korban shvua, and that's the only answer they could give, really, which is really weakening his Shita. Okay? It's hard to say, though, his Shita is so weak, though, because the Mishnah holds by, right? Shtayin Shein Arba is Rabbi Akiva. And they clearly go with him, but they are, I think, they're really raising that there's some problematic nature in his Shita that's very hard to figure out what exactly he's talking about.